Eyes on the Game hits the air with the biggest guests, MMA and boxing news, interviews from the red carpet, and exclusive stories from the hottest insider in sports, Vegas-born Helen Yee. Follow her on social media at Helen Yee Sports. This is Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee on Sports 920 The Game.
What's up? Happy Tuesday. It's really cold outside. I'm not happy about that.
I'm not feeling it.
Or gloomy Tuesday, right? Because I'm not happy. No, I'm serious. I'm freezing. And, okay, this is probably just like a girl. I don't know if it's just a girl thing. Maybe guys go through it too, right? So I get my hair done this morning. Sorry, I'm having a moment. And normally, like, so my hair's super long. I don't really like curling it anymore because it takes, like, years now, whereas it used to take, you know, a few minutes. And my boyfriend probably hates that. My hair is, like, super, super long. So I try not to do anything, you know, to it often, right? So I'm just, like, out of the shower. Like, today's a lazy day. I'm wearing a hat in here. But then... And FYI, so the photo I posted, fun fact, that was an old photo at the radio station. But I was like, you know what? I kind of want to post a photo, but, you know, I don't want to post one of me today, not till later. So, you know. So anyway, I pay like $50 to get my hair curled, which, can you tell it's curled?
Yeah, I can. Yeah. It's got the wavy curly
thing.
Yeah,
you can tell it looks shorter, right? Shorter than normal.
Right. Yeah, we definitely don't, to answer your question from before, yeah, we guys don't have this problem at all.
Okay, so
we
it's
were
a girl
very
thing.
Lucky, yeah. You guys, what is it? Pain is beauty? Beauty is pain?
Beauty is pain, yes.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah, so what had happened was, you know, I pay $50 to get my hair done today, but I love it, you know, smells good. I'm taking a red eye to New York. Tonight after the Golden Knights game, which we'll talk more about Golden Knights in a bit. But so I pay $50 and then halfway through getting my hair done and I'm like, yes, you know, I haven't paid to get my hair done in forever because I'm the type, if I could do it myself, I'll just do it myself. And I'm kind of lazy. Like my mind's always spinning, so I can't really just stay still for a long time. And midway through, she's like, oh, look outside. It looks like it's about to rain. And I was like, what? And then it all clicked. I'm like, yeah, not only is it a Tuesday, but there's not many people sitting in this salon. Like, I'm the only one in there. So people probably saw the weather forecast. And obviously, you could tell I don't have much experience in getting my hair done because I pay $50 to get it done the day that it rains. And now it's like pouring outside. And so there I'm venting because I spent $50 to wash my hair in the rain. So that's why.
That is a bummer. And it poofs like that's what. The humidity messes with it, right? That's how that works, or
I guess.
I mean, it looks good to me, but I hear you. I know how that is.
So now I had to put a hat on. Now I'm like, I'm scared, you know, if I'm freaking scared. I don't want my hair to get messed up. And I'm like, I wanted to take a photo today here. I know this is probably first world's problems, but I wanted to take a photo here, like a nice one. And then I'm like, crap, it's pouring rain outside. So this ain't going to happen. So you know what? I'll just come in here and vent since
there you
it's
go.
What I do.
7 p.m. That is when the 6 p.m. is a 30% chance of showers. And then 7 p.m. Supposedly it clears up.
So what's going on with this weather?
I have no idea. This is insane. And I'm not happy at all because we're going to be out there tonight at the beer house after for the post game. And I thought we were done with the crazy weather and I mean, it's not going to snow, so that's great. But it's pretty bad out there. I have no idea what's going on. This is
mid-April, people. It's mid-April here.
You've been here for you were born and raised here, no? Or
yeah, born and raised in this city.
And
which
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, in this city, which I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I freaking love Vegas. Don't worry, wasn't gonna say I don't cuss.
I have my button ready.
I know. Hey, make sure you got your button ready later for when I play that Rolly interview. But yeah, so born and raised in Vegas, and I can't remember the last time that it snowed here, probably about 10 years ago. Yeah. And I remember when it was snowing here, I was covering Golden Knights game. What's funny is the Golden Knights are kind of ingrained in like my traveling stories, because a few months ago when it was snowing here, I was covering a Golden Knights game. After that game, I went to Ryan Reeves, who was having his beer signing thing. Yeah. But that's when it was snowing.
Yeah.
So it was from the Golden Knights there. And then another travel story that I have, so I experienced that, right, is I went to Florida. I had to catch a plane because I was doing UFC interviews, caught a plane, landed here, and rushed to a Golden Knights game. And then tonight I'm traveling and I'm covering the Golden Knights game and then taking a red eye to New York. So they're part of my travels.
And the crazy thing is you're probably going to have way better weather over there.
It better be better.
I mean, I have Philly because my family is there, and it's 65 degrees right there now. Right now there, and it's 53
here. Is that
hot
or cold?
I think so. I mean, for Philly, you would think, you would think that they'd be 53 with showers, and we are. And they're 65, with like light sun. So it's interesting. I don't know what's going on. And when I asked if you were born and raised here, the reason why, I've been here for, 19 years now. And I'd never seen anything like this with the snow and the amount of rain, like the consistency and the lateness in it. I mean, like you said, it's April. It's halfway through April.
Yeah, halfway through April. Yeah, what is the world coming to? What is Las Vegas coming to? And this is a joke, so don't say I don't know what I'm talking about. Where's global warming? I just had to throw that in.
Oh, Helen, I'm mad now. Yeah, we're going to get into it.
Do you understand how the world works?
I can't work with you on this show anymore. We're done. I'm kidding.
Yeah, they're jokes, just like, I don't want to say, but never mind.
Stick to sports.
Stick to sports. Speaking of sports, pizza, New York. So shout out to my friend, Polly Malignaggi. I have some big interviews coming up when I go to New York, so make sure you stay tuned for that. But Polly is going to take my boyfriend out. Or not take my boyfriend out. Take my boyfriend and I out to get pizza.
You got to specify with...
Yeah.
Take him out.
Yeah, take us out to go get pizza. And so I have something really fun planned coming up. It will be on lvsportsnetwork.com where you can check out all my work, all my interviews. And he said he's going to take us to one of the most famous pizza spots. And, of course, we all know the big places that are known for pizza, New York, Chicago, et cetera, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm checking New York off right now. In June, I get to check Chicago off. So I'm pretty excited for that. Hopefully, it's not raining. If it is, I'm really going to cry because I read that it might rain Thursday or Friday.
In New York?
And New York's the type of place where you kind of walk everywhere.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? Even you'll have fun regardless. New York. You've been there before, right?
Yes.
I mean, but every time it's like, for me anyway, I've been there a handful of times, and every time it's like, wow, it's the Big Apple. You can't beat it.
Exactly. So, going to New York, covering Crawford versus Khan, which I'll talk more about later in the show. But after the break, I do have an interview with the one and only Mike Tyson. Ooh. And what makes this interview a lot more special is a little fun fact a lot of people may not know. One of my very first interviews ever was with Mike Tyson, that I did an interview. And this also explains like why I do everything myself. In case if people know. I mean, except this show, it wouldn't be possible without Ari. Sure. So someone helped me record it, and that interview got deleted and it never saved. And this was mind you, I'm like a 23-year-old, right? 23 or 24-year-old. And I just did the biggest interview of my life with Mike Tyson for my radio show. This is before I did on-camera stuff. And I was just like, whoa. Like, and I'll never forget hearing that the interview got lost. And I was promoting it, like, listen to my radio show. I interviewed Mike Tyson. 2 minutes before I went on air, they're like, we can't find it.
Oh.
My heart broke. Like, after that, and then what's crazy or irony, I don't know, but it just always happened to be, like, my boxing interviews that something happened. Because then someone else helped me when I interviewed Sugar Ray Leonard, and that interview was out.
Dang.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. No, I know. I've gone through that kind of stuff, too.
I learned a lot about myself, too, you know, sure, and how to handle yourself in those situations.
Yeah.
Because I didn't do a good job handling myself. I mean, I cried. What else do I, like,
that's a tough one. I'm sure you learned a lot. One of the things I've learned in life from doing things like that is, you don't, promoting is different. You're promoting something, but I try not to tell anyone anything until it's, like, official for sure in stone, because I've done it and people have done it where they've got these life-changing things on the way. Man, I'm about to do XYZ, and then it just falls through and then you look really silly. So yeah, we learn. But look at you now. Now you got it.
Yeah, thank you.
It's on there. I'm looking right at the interview, so we got it.
I know.
It's not going anywhere, I promise.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just kind of a little story I thought I would share, because
awesome.
People ask me all the time, like, hey, why do you do all your interviews yourself? Do you ever have help? It's just like that paranoia now that I'm like, two of the biggest interviews of my life, like, that was what happened. So now I'm just like, Ari looked at me all confused. He's like, Helen, you need to stop tripping.
No, it's I heard something outside in the hallway. I didn't know what that was.
You know what? Ghosts are real, right?
In this building.
Oh, really?
I think so. You haven't been here at midnight?
No, and now I'm really not going to come in at midnight anymore.
Right? No, I don't think so, but I'm just saying I hear some really strange noises and things. I don't see anything, just noises and whatnot. So it's the pipes.
Wait, what?
It's the
pipes.
Do they
talk?
But no, it's not. I'm just saying. It's just weird, and it's, you know, this building's been here for a little bit, so you never know.
Are you sure? I'm scared now.
I'm freaking Helen out. We're going to talk on the break. I'll get you up to speed.
Okay,
it's not,
yeah.
We're not haunted
here. He's
going to
tell me some ghost stories.
Just some stories.
Oh, okay. I don't know what to think of that. All I know is we got to head to a quick break. You can always follow my stuff at Helen Yee Sports. Like I said, a lot coming up this week as well, and even next week involving the Raiders. I'm not allowed to say anything yet, but just want to give you guys a little, you know, heads up. And shout out to, of course, the man behind it all, Mr. Ari, who's about to help me press the what's it called, the dump button.
Oh, yeah.
A lot, because Rolly Rolly was like cussing every other word, but I mean, he's a very good fighter, undefeated, and I feel like it would be a shame for you not to hear his interview. He's pretty entertaining. So Ari will be helping me out with that, which I greatly appreciate it. And like I said, right after the break, Mike Tyson coming on the show. So we reunite about 4 years later.
Awesome.
And this time it's on camera. So stay tuned. You're listening to Eyes on the Game.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
License number NSCB 79415.
Have you ever heard of a tankless water heater? Yep, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a water heater without a tank. You say, well, how does that work? I say, I'm glad you asked. I'm Ken Goodrich. A tankless water heater is the only way to get infinite, endless hot water. Basically, it's hot water on demand. Imagine the 6th or 7th or 10th person to take a shower in the morning getting all the hot water they want, no matter how much they want. A tankless water heater is like having a goose that lays golden eggs. You'll be hot water rich for the rest of your life. And that space that used to house your inefficient Energy Hog antique water heater will become a brand new storage closet in your 21st century state-of-the-art high-tech house. And tankless water heaters come with longer warranties than standard water heaters because, well, they're just better.
Tankless water heaters installed by the Sunny Plumber. Go right now to thesunnyplumber.com.
The 2019 Subaru Outback comes with road gripping, standard, symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. This may be our most adventurous Outback yet.
EPA estimated highway. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions. Driver is responsible for safe and attentive driving. System effectiveness depends on many factors. See owner's manual.
SubaruLasVegas.com.
Imagine an ER waiting room with your favorite blanket and pillow, your cats, Pixel and Widget, and your mom's chicken soup. At Dignity Health, we know the only thing worse than being in pain is being stuck in an ER waiting room. So we offer InQuicker. You get an estimated ER arrival time online so you can start your wait at home. It's just another way of putting leading-edge medicine within easy reach. Learn more at strosehospitals.org/ER. Dignity Health, including St. Rose Dominican's Rose de Lima, San Martin, and Siena campuses in Henderson and Las Vegas. Hello, humankindness.
If you need service for your vehicle, there are only two places that make it extremely convenient for you. Visit Busy Boots Automotive at Durango and Flamingo or Zip Zap Auto at Durango and Cheyenne. They provide free diagnosis and free towing with repairs, plus free shuttle service, Wi-Fi, gourmet coffee, and much more. No appointment needed. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. On your first visit, get 10% off up to $50. At your convenience, visit Busy Boots Automotive on Durango and Flamingo or Zip Zap Auto on Durango and Cheyenne.
Have you been in a car accident while working? Did you know you might have two cases? I'm attorney Matt Hoffman with Battleborne Injury Lawyers. When you're in a car accident on the job, you can make a claim against the other driver, and you can also make a claim for workers' compensation. And work comp can provide a lifetime of free medical treatment. At Battleborne, we'll handle both cases. And if we do, we'll handle your work comp case for free. If you've been hurt on the job, call Battleborne Injury Lawyers today at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
You know those smoking vehicles you see on the road? The toxins they emit soak into our soil and water and then get absorbed by plants and animals. So keep Nevada's air healthy. Report smoking vehicles at smogspotter.com.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas. 920 on your AM dial. Taking you where the action is. Putting you in the front row at the stadium.
Here's Helen Yee with Eyes on the Game. Eyes on the Game. On Sports 920 The Game.
Here with Eyes on the Game here at Planet 13, being joined by the man who does not need an introduction, Mr. Mike Tyson. Today, big day for you, Tyson Ranch, the launch. Can you kind of talk a bit about that?
Oh, absolutely. This is the launch of Tyson Ranch here and Tyson Ranch products and CBD products, and they're being sold out. It's really off the hook. It's more than I anticipated. Man, like, here's a product right here, some indica pre-rolled. Yes.
There.
Mike Tyson's drink, pre-roll from Tyson Ranch. And this has just been beyond my expectations. We have a ranch out in the Desert Palm Springs area. And it's just amazing. It's going to be a complex, state-of-the-art cannabis resort.
Yeah, with the Lazy River, right?
Yes, absolutely, the Lazy River. It's going to be like, I believe, it's gonna be like an acre, so it's gonna be a long, lazy river.
Oh, yeah. You could sleep on that river. And being, you know, former champion boxer, I do know a lot of athletes nowadays, you know, they do turn to CBD products.
Yes.
And so how do you think it benefits the recovery process?
Oh, absolutely. It's been scientific facts that it recuperated the body, the limbs, the aches and everything. And it's almost like a miracle drug. Everybody that's took and sampled gave back miracle results.
Yes. And you're the former heavyweight champion, but a lot going on in the heavyweight division right now. Kind of the big three people talk about: Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, who does fight here in Las Vegas in June. Who do you think's the best out of those three?
Well, listen, they're all great fighters. Regardless of when I say who's the best, they're going to all have to fight and make it the real resounding results who's the best.
Yes. And then also Amir Khan fights next weekend. Yeah, what piece of it exciting. Will you be there?
No, I won't be here. I'll be building my product.
Okay. And what piece of advice did you give him?
Hey, give your best. He's a professional fighter. He knows what to do.
And then last question, who's your favorite UFC fighter?
Hey, I don't know. Everybody that comes to Planet 13 and participate in this, I'm willing to get them some free products. Everybody in the UFC, come on down.
Yes, you heard that here. Thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure, man.
And that was the one and only, the legend himself, Mike Tyson. Like I said, do you believe that things come full circle, right?
Yeah, I do.
At the end of the day, even if it takes a bit longer.
Most of the time.
Even, huh?
Well, you know what? That's actually a better. I was about to slip in there most of the time, but you said even if it takes a bit longer, and that's probably a better perspective to have on that.
Yes, even if it takes 4 years, but you know, when the timing's right, it happens
right.
When it's meant to happen. Yeah, so that was my interview with Mike Tyson. Anything that, you know, if you're just tuning in now or you want to see what Tyson looks like now with when some people were commenting that his beard's a bit gray now, you can go on lvsportsnetwork.com for all the video as well. Now my interview with Rolly Romero. He's a up-and-comer. He's a undefeated boxer, another young boxer. I kind of like following these young prospects coming up because they are the future, you know, and they are really fun to watch. So here's my interview with Rolly Romero. Helen Yee here with Eyes on the Game here at Mayweather Boxing Club, being joined by Rolly Romero, still undefeated. Congratulations on your first round knockout of Nicholas just a couple weeks ago. And you predicted that knockout. I saw your interview with the Schmo. Can you kind of, you know, tell your fans a bit about that?
Well, I was telling everybody, like, before the fight even started, maybe like 2 days before, if I was going to knock him out with a right hand and... in the first round, and Avery was like, oh, this kid's crazy, so, you know, and it happened.
Yeah, but, I mean, 7 of your 8 wins, because you are undefeated, they have come by knockout, and you tell me that you like to kind of envision it, right?
This sport's all about visualization. I can't pronounce it too well right now, but you have to be able to see what you're going to do, you know, like, I mean... It's not the first time I've seen, you know, me knocking somebody out, like, before. Like, even, like, moments before it happens, I already know how the fight's going to end.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, like, this fight, my pro debut in this fight, you know, I've seen it happen, you know, in my head nights before the fight, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm able to replay that.
Yeah, but you are fighting coming up April 20th. There's no opponent announced yet, but that fight's right around the corner, about a week and a half away. When do you think you'll be able to find an opponent?
I don't know. I mean, that's if there is an opponent. I mean, I have to keep having faith I'm going to, you know, get a fight, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the first time my opponent's pulled out, you know? I've been, six or seven, maybe even 8 fights that my opponents have all pulled out where I haven't been able to fight. People are like, really, why aren't you active? Why aren't you active? You know, and it's not that. I mean, I would have like, what, 16 fights now or something like that, you know? So, you know, it's just, I put the blame on myself for that. I'm the one that posts all these knockout videos and all this stuff, and they tell me not to do it. My team tells me not to do it. You know, a lot of people tell me not to do it. My promoter tells me not to do it, but I do it anyways.
Wait, so why do you continue to do it? Don't they get mad at you then, your promoter and your team, for continuing to post it, but it's the cause of you having trouble finding an opponent?
I want to give my fans something to see. I want to give my fans something to see, and my fans love it when I post it, so I'm gonna do what my fans want.
But I'm sure they want to see you fight as well, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I could get fights, you know? It's not going to be a big deal, you know? As I get more fights, less people are going to be able to say no.
Yeah. So who do you think would be fighting you April 20th?
No idea. No idea at all.
But does that make it hard for you to prepare?
I don't think so. I mean, I adapt to any situation I'm in. And even as an amateur, you know, I wouldn't know who I was going to fight the next day anyway. So it wouldn't matter.
Now, another fight coming up, April 12th, it is Lomachenko versus Krolla. What do you think of that fight?
I don't have no interest in it. I don't care for it.
Why?
Not a fan of either of them, so I really have no interest nor care for it.
But what do you think about Lomachenko as a champion, though? Do you think he's a good champion?
Well, I mean, he's world champion with 26, 30, and 35, you know? So, I mean, he's a world champ. I just have no interest in him.
So,
I don't care about him.
So, who would you like to see him fight in order for you to kind of have interest or care for him?
The only fight that, you know, like I said, I want to watch my boy Teofimo fight him.
How would you see that fight going? Because I have interviewed Teofimo about this subject.
Teofimo's going to knock him out with a right hand.
Which round?
Yeah, later around, like maybe like 8, 7.
And do you think that fight would happen before Teofimo moves up in weight? Because I know he's been very vocal and has told me he plans on moving up, you know, by the end of this year or early next year.
If the fight doesn't happen at 35, it'll happen at 40.
Yeah.
But it will happen. I think it'll happen by the end of the year.
Now you mentioned you know, Teofimo, you want to see him fight Lomachenko. Someone, a lot of people want to see you fight, Ryan Garcia. But it doesn't seem like, you know, anything is happening, even though I did see that video where Floyd Mayweather said he would offer him $200,000, right?
He's a coward. I mean, you get offered a guaranteed title shot. And, you know, $200,000, he at the time, he never made over 50 grand. So, I mean, you're getting four times your fight purse, plus your fight purse, and a guaranteed title shot against the guy you keep calling out. And all you have to do is get past a easy opponent, a six-rounder, and he doesn't want to take it. It's because he knows I'll knock him out. He's scared of me.
But how much money do you think he would want in order to fight you?
It's not about the money. It's about the title shot.
Yeah.
It's not about the money. I joined boxing to be a world champion. Yeah. And, you know, if I was offered a title against anybody, a title shot against anybody, I would take it because, I mean, that's my dream.
But so you don't think a fight against him would ever happen then, right?
Floyd told me he's going to get me the fight. Floyd's going to get me the fight.
But what can Floyd offer them now? You know, where, like you said, he offered, what, $200,000 and a guaranteed title shot if he beats you, right?
Yeah, but Ryan's going to want it more and more. Ryan's going to want it more and more. And the only way that he's going to be able to take that opportunity is if he fights me.
Yeah, well, what do you think of just kind of even...
They're stalling. That's all they're all doing. All they're doing is stalling.
And what about him saying, I believe I saw in an interview about a week ago that you need money. Quote, that was his quote.
I don't need money. I'm part of the money team.
But you think that fight could happen maybe later this year?
I think he needs money.
Why do you say that?
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like little birdie told me he needs a little bit of money.
So you think he's struggling?
I know he's struggling.
Do you think also about, like, you know, just how much attention he gets? You know, like, what do you think of all that?
Well, I mean, if you're buying followers and buying shout-outs from every single big boxing page, I mean, obviously you're going to boom up.
Yeah. So you don't think any of those followers are, or many of those followers, they're not, like, organic, right?
I mean, they're organic. I mean, they followed him because they wanted to follow him. But, I mean, when it's like, I mean, any kind of propaganda, if something's constantly in your face, you're going to try to, you know, you're going to appeal toward it, you know, because it becomes the norm. So if, you know, just like, I mean, that's how cults start, you know, I mean, people like distort the norm and then like everybody starts to follow that norm that they created. So, I mean, the same shit as this. I mean, you see him over and over and over again, then you're going to want to follow him.
Do you think he's overhyped, though?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he can't get past a six-rounder like me, no? So that's hype.
So if you guys do fight, or when you guys do fight, how do you see that fight playing out?
I'm going to knock him out one round.
Down, do you have down to the second or minute?
He's going to run around for about a minute. I'm going to catch him with a hook when he starts running.
Like I said, after Floyd made that comment about the 200,000, though, did he respond to you at all or say anything about that?
He asked for a million. How the fuck are they going to pay a guy that's never made 50 grand $1 million?
Do you think he's saying that to possibly avoid you? Or to continue to avoid you?
He doesn't want it. I mean, like I said, I mean, just having a guaranteed title shot, I mean, you win a world title, I mean, you're guaranteed, you know, guaranteed over 500,000 a fight, you know? So, I mean, he doesn't want it. He's terrified.
Like you said, you got into this sport to try to win a world title. For him to turn that opportunity down, do you think it means that he's in this sport for the wrong reason?
No, he just knows that he won't beat me. He knows that he's risking his entire career if he fights me.
But someone else that I noticed that you kind of have some tension with, Gervonta Davis.
I don't care for him either.
Would you like to fight him?
I'll knock him out, too. That fight will last a round, too.
What don't you really like about him? Like, how did all this start?
I just feel like us being in the ring together is long overdue, and we need to make that fight happen.
Have you spoken to Floyd about that?
No.
Why?
I don't think they'd let me do it.
Oh, because of Floyd and Gervonta?
No, because, well, Ryan's below Gervonta, you know? Yeah. Gervonta's a world champion, you know? Yeah. If I beat Ryan Garcia, they'll be able to give me that fight. But right now, they can't give me that fight regardless, so there's no point in me asking for it.
Well, what do you hope to... What are kind of your goals for this year to kind of get you, you know, to be able to ask for a fight like that?
Just keep winning, keep knocking people out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I'm not doing anything that I'm not supposed to do, so it's going to happen. It's just, it's not about if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen.
And aside from Ryan and then eventually down the line, Gervonta, do you have anyone else in mind?
Every single world champion at 135.
Awesome. And how many times do you plan to fight this year?
Well, I was supposed to fight in January and February, but I fought in March, April 20th. Maybe I fight again end of May or beginning of June. Maybe this upcoming fight, maybe like 3 or 4 more.
It's good to stay active. And lastly, with the Ryan fight, what's the percentage that you think, you know, the likelihood of it happening?
I don't know. He's a coward. He's going to take the easy route.
Well, do you have any final words for all your fans who will be tuning in April 20th to watch you hopefully get another knockout victory?
My fans already know what I bring, you know, so just if you don't know me, give me a follow at Rollies, R-O-L-L-I-E-S-S-S, and Twitter stand up for KOs.
License number NSCP-79415.
Have you ever heard of a tankless water heater? Yep, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a water heater without a tank. You say, well, how does that work? I say, I'm glad you asked. I'm Ken Goodrich. A tankless water heater is the only way to get infinite, endless hot water. Basically, it's hot water on demand. Imagine the 6th or 7th or 10th person to take a shower in the morning getting all the hot water they want, no matter how much they want. A tankless water heater is like having a goose that lays golden eggs. You'll be hot water rich for the rest of your life. And that space that used to house your inefficient Energy Hog antique water heater will become a brand new storage closet in your 21st century state-of-the-art high-tech house. And tankless water heaters come with longer warranties than standard water heaters because, well, they're just better.
Tankless water heaters installed by the Sunny Plumber. Go right now to thesunnyplumber.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Have you been in a car accident while working? Did you know you might have two cases? I'm attorney Matt Hoffman with Battleborne Injury Lawyers. When you're in a car accident on the job, you can make a claim against the other driver, and you can also make a claim for workers' compensation. And work comp can provide a lifetime of free medical treatment. At Battleborne, we'll handle both cases. And if we do, we'll handle your work comp case for free. If you've been hurt on the job, call Battleborne Injury Lawyers today at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
Imagine an ER waiting room with your favorite blanket and pillow, your cat's Pixel and Widget, and your mom's chicken soup. At Dignity Health, we know the only thing worse than being in pain is being stuck in an ER waiting room. So we offer In Quicker. You get an estimated ER arrival time online so you can start your wait at home. It's just another way of putting leading-edge medicine within easy reach. Learn more at strosehospitals.org/ER. Dignity Health, including St. Rose Dominicans, Rose de Lima, San Martin, and Siena campuses in Henderson and Las Vegas. Hello, human kindness.
The 2019 Subaru Outback comes with road-gripping, standard, symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. This may be our most adventurous Outback yet.
EPA estimated highway. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions. Driver is responsible for safe and attentive driving. System effectiveness depends on many factors. See owner's manual.
SubaruofLasVegas.com.
If you need service for your vehicle, there are only two places that make it extremely convenient for you. Visit Busy Boots Automotive at Durango and Flamingo or Zip Zap Auto at Durango and Cheyenne. They provide free diagnosis and free towing with repairs, plus free shuttle service, Wi-Fi, gourmet coffee, and much more. No appointment needed. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. On your first visit, get 10% off up to $50. At your convenience, visit Busy Boots Automotive on Durango and Flamingo or Zip Zap Auto on Durango and Cheyenne.
You know those smoking vehicles you see on the road? The toxins they emit soak into our soil and water and then get absorbed by plants and animals. So keep Nevada's air healthy. Report smoking vehicles at smogspotter.com.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word. Someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS. Or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas. 920 on your AM dial. Taking you where the action is. Vegas born and ready to talk sports.
Here is Helen Yee with Eyes on the Game on Sports 920 The Game.
What's up? It's a Tuesday, like I said. This weekend, Terrence Crawford, Amir Khan, they're fighting April 20th. Terrence Bud Crawford and Amir Khan. Amir King Khan.
Is that a coincidence? You know what I'm
Boxing. Okay. I know.
Just making sure I'm not the only one that caught that.
I know a lot more than I say. Let's just there put it that way. But yeah, so the fight this weekend, it's going to be a great fight. I did interview Amir Khan a few weeks ago. That interview was a 45-minute interview we did play on this show. So if you haven't seen it yet, make sure you check it out. It is on lvsportsnetwork.com. I hope, you know, it's a really good fight. That's what I think it will be. But like I said, all we can do is just wait till April 20th. But I will be talking to both fighters tomorrow in New York. So make sure you stay tuned. And for all the post fight coverage, pre-fight coverage, etc., it will all be on lvsportsnetwork.com. Yeah, and then this past weekend was UFC Atlanta. So there's just been so much going on. And shout out to the Schmo. He asked Dana White a question about the 165-pound division. And, you know, I'm very proud of him. He deserves all the accolades and all the recognition that he's been getting. I know he's been extremely busy. But, you know, I'm very proud of him. And for everything that he's doing. And he was on the show before. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I remember.
Yeah, you can follow him at the Schmo 312. And again, stay tuned because we have some really cool interviews coming up this week, not only in boxing, but MMA, all going down in New York. And I'm going to release a new, style of interviewing, not the Schmo style, don't get me wrong, but it has to do with my favorite food. That's the only hint I can give you. I unfortunately can't introduce I can't bring the Hellini pizza with me to New York, otherwise I would have used my own pizza, right? But that's the hint I'm going to give you. It will be on lvsportsnetwork.com. And, you know, I'm always trying to think and trying to work, trying to do interviews. So I'm grateful to do what I love. That will be on there. All the Crawford Con. I do think Crawford's going to win, though. You know, I'm going to keep it real. Do I know when? No. I do know Amir Khan has fought a lot of tough guys, but Terrence Crawford, I think, just like Lomachenko, who fought and won this past weekend, no doubt is Crawford and Loma some of the top pound-for-pound fighters right now. So stay tuned for all that coverage. And like I said, this past weekend was UFC in Atlanta. Two amazing fights. Congratulations to the new interim champions, yes, plural, because the main and co-main event, they were both four interim titles, basically fight of the year contender already, Kelvin Gastelum and Israel Adesanya. And Israel, he did beat Kelvin Gastelum in a really back and forth. I mean, they were trading so many shots. It was so good. That was for the middleweight title, for the interim title. So now Israel Adesanya will fight Robert Whittaker somewhere overseas, you know, in their backyard. So hopefully I can go overseas to cover that. It'll be a huge fight over there because that's where they're both from, you know, or kind of similar areas. You know, Australia, New Zealand,
that overseas.
Area. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, surfing overseas.
Are you ready for that trip? Do you know what that entails?
I'm ready for the trip. I've been to England before. I ready for those type of bugs and stuff? Ooh. No. Yeah.
It's a beautiful place from what I hear, though. Like Australia, whatever, New Zealand, that area in general.
Yeah. So
minus the bugs.
And the weather, I've heard, is nice. So I'm pretty excited for all that. And then in the main event, Dustin Poirier. Last week we did play his interview. Congrats to him. He's now the interim lightweight champion because, of course, we all know that movement going on in that division right now. So there's so much going on, but he definitely deserves it. Long overdue. The guy has fought and beaten such great fighters and former champs in Anthony Pettis to Eddie Alvarez to even Justin Gaethje. Dustin Poirier, again, I feel a bit underrated. Been around since the WEC days and just accomplished so much, but never has been able to get a title until now, and he definitely earned that. So long overdue. I believe he will be fighting Khabib Nurmagomedov very soon. So we'll see whenever Khabib's suspension's up, and we'll see, you know, how that plays out. So that'll be good. But I'll talk about a lot more coming up. You can stay tuned. Tweet me on social media at Helen E Sports. And yeah, afterwards we'll talk a bit Golden Knights and so much more. And then I got to go cover the game, see if they bring home another W today at T-Mobile Arena. And yeah, and I know Ari has a few things to say, so stay tuned. You're listening to Eyes on the Game.
Lowe's knows you're the gardener who does it right to make your flower and vegetable plants thrive. We do it right, too, with deals like 5 bags of Miracle-Gro All-Purpose Garden Soil for just $10 during our Spring Black Friday sale. Grow delicious vegetables and herbs and save on Bonnie plants, now 4 for $10. Find Spring Black Friday savings like these throughout the store, but hurry, because they won't last long. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 417, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details, U.S. only.
At Findlay True North Volkswagen, we've made your wishes come true. With 12 certified pre-owned Volkswagen models starting under $10,000, you can go with confidence knowing that each of our pre-loved VWs passed a comprehensive 100-plus point dealer inspection and is ready to roll. Visit Findlay True North Volkswagen in the Northwest at Centennial Hills. We put the value in Volkswagen. Exit US 95 and Ann Road, head north to Azure Drive. Plus tax $29.25 title fee, $4.99 documentary fee. See dealer for details. Offer expires 4/30/19.
Hey, it's Chris Fox. Well, spring is here, which means spring cleaning and time to get back to clean for 2019. You won't believe what everybody has tracked into your house with all this weather. Maybe your kids running around, your pets. Don't worry. Zero Res has got you covered. They can make spots, dirty traffic lanes, and even those pet stains disappear. Even the stuff you can't see, like dust, pollen, pet hair, and other contaminants that are trapped in your carpet fibers, are no match for Zero Res. And Zero Res is locally owned and family operated by the McKee brothers, and they have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, plus over 12,500 five-star online reviews. Call today, ask for the Chris Fox special. They'll clean 3 rooms of carpet for only $99. Plus, they'll clean 100 square feet of tile for free, which is a $125 free service. So call 702-840-3333 or online at ZeroResLasVegas.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z. Minimums apply.
Have you ever been in an accident as a driver or passenger in a rideshare and told there is no money for your damages? Don't take their word for it. Don't get ripped off. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers, and insurance coverage with rideshares is complicated. It depends on whether the app is on, the car's on its way, or the passenger has been picked up. Don't trust these important matters to just anyone. Trust Battleborn Injury Lawyers. Before you do anything, call us at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Hey, what about those who have applied for a loan with DLC in the past and been denied?
Great question. Unlike banks, we try our best to approve everyone, but the reality is that some people are going to be denied, and they have been. The good news is that everyone's situation changes. 2 years ago or even 6 months ago is a long time. Now you're on your job longer. Maybe you got a raise, paid off some other bills, who knows?
And after 20 years, I'm sure DLC has had a lot of applicants.
Over 2 million people have applied with us for a loan. If you were denied in the past, come on back in. We'd love to give you another shot. We've even loosened our lending criteria over the past year.
They could also bring in a co-borrower, right?
Of course. Another good idea.
Get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Get in the hole!
Right in the heart of Green Valley stands the Legacy Golf Club, one of the oldest and proudest golf courses in Henderson. It's 18 championship holes that will challenge all levels from tee to green. The course and practice facilities are in great shape, so bring your friends and your A-game. The Legacy Golf Club at Green Valley Parkway and Wigwam. Visit thelegacygc.com to book a tee time. Every paid green fee will be entered to win 10 free rounds. Details at Pro Shop.
The biggest guests and the best foodie joints.
The best foodie joints.
It's Eyes on the Game.
It's Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee.
With Helen Yee on Sports 920 The Game.
Ari, you always play like the coolest music. Where do you find this music? Because I noticed, I think last show, Google. That's something my dad says, right? He's always, anytime since I was young. Since I was young. And this is probably how I'm more independent now, or when people say that I'm quote unquote super independent. It's because I'd always be like, hey, dad, how do I do this? Or what do I do? Do you know this? Do you know that? Regardless what I said, he was always like, Helen. It was either Helen, Google it, or it was, Helen, you have a mouth, right? Why don't you go ask somebody? And I was like, but awesome. I thought you're my dad. Aren't dads Google? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, don't dads know everything? Aren't they supposed to be your Google? So after that, and growing up with that stuff, which I love my dad. Shout out to my dad. Almost his birthday, May 2nd. So now I just, so when you say the internet, I just had that flashback of, hey, that's something, my dad's always like, if you want to know something, just Google it.
He's absolutely right, because I did, you do have to do a little work. I knew what I was looking for. But yeah, I go in, I find... You do. You have to research, find the websites that have instrumentals and stuff
like
that.
No, but I do notice you're more musically inclined than I am.
Thank you.
I grew up listening to a lot of rap, or not rap, rock. Mm-hmm. Rock, some metal, some heavy metal, some a little bit of screamo,
Okay.
wow. A little bit of, growing up with an older brother like that, into cards and music, and then my younger brother and my dad into sports, so I kind of got
sense,
into
being
all that.
Being around guys, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, no, I've listened to all different kinds. I just think hip hop and that kind of sound really makes sense for sports stuff, and I think the consensus
cool
agrees with me, but in this building, not so much. Everybody's on the old, they like the rock and heavy metal and stuff.
I like
to bring the soul and the flavor.
Yeah, I think I like it so much too, because it's a nice balance. Because like I said this morning, I even tweeted it. I was listening to Metallica, right? Seek and Destroy.
Nice.
One of my favorite songs, I think it's around like the 5:45 mark, right? Like
That's
that
awesome.
Little solo right there. But so just growing up listening to all that type of music. And people always tell me, they're like, wait, you don't look like someone who listens to that. I know, hey.
What does that mean,
right?
These days?
Like I grew up in, or people would be like, wait, you're so tall, or wait, it doesn't look like you'd be a good swimmer, or this or that. But hey, it's called just, finding your own path, creating your own path. And why do you have to be like everyone else, right?
Yeah, doing what you love.
Exactly. And staying true to yourself.
That's right.
Yeah. So, but quickly, the Golden Knights, they do have game number 4 tonight at T-Mobile Arena. Starts at 7:30. But I'm sure you do want to get there a bit earlier. They have taken the series lead 2-1 after Mark Stone got the hat trick. Yes. During the last game, they beat them 6-3.
Correct.
Yeah, that was a crazy game. I love the playoff atmosphere. Ryan Reeves got in a fight. That was cool. And yesterday I saw, what's his name, get knocked out? No, did you see?
By Ovechkin?
Ovechkin.
Yeah, I'm trying
knocked
to remember.
Him out. I know the guy was a bit smaller than him, but I was like, holy crap, I've never seen someone get knocked out on ice. Like,
brutal, right?
Yeah.
he was
like, dang.
For it,
I mean, trust me, I love hockey fights, but I was like, I hope the guy's good.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I'm looking for it. But yeah, hey, from what I heard, he had it coming type of thing. So Zvechnikov is the name.
Oh, nice pronunciation.
Thank you. Yep, he's in concussion protocol.
Oh, whoa. Well, hey. I hope he gets better because at least in all sports, we don't, regardless, you know, at the end of the day, health is number one. So good luck to everyone and good luck to the Golden Knights tonight. I will be there and then taking a red eye out to New York covering Crawford versus Conn and a couple interviews lined up. And once again, shout out to the Schmo. So, you know.
And pizza.
Yes, and pizza. Yeah. So you can tune in to lvsportsnetwork.com. Follow me on social media at Helen E. Sports. And then I will talk to you Friday, but you'll just be playing a lot of my interviews on Friday. Because like I said, I have some special stuff lined up. So I appreciate all your support and hope you guys stay warm, especially if you're in Vegas.